what we're adhering to, I hope, tomorrow is the principle that people decide elections. And clearly, former Vice President Biden has prevailed by more than 7 million votes in the last presidential election cycle. And to have this sort of chicanery foisted upon the American people in an effort to subvert their will is a terrible miscalculation.
There are members of Congress who say they will object, including Congresswoman Elise Stefanik from our listening area here in the 21st District in New York. Are you having conversations with any of those members about what they're thinking?
No, and I think what we've decided to do in the Democratic caucus is to point out the result of the election as opposed to the personality that's been involved in trying to gin people up about this. So there will not be many references made on the Democratic side to President Trump tomorrow. Our sole focus is going to be on the result of the election. We think that stands up under critical analysis.
President Trump tweeted today that Vice President Pence can overrule the electoral result if he sees fit. What's your response to that?
That's nonsense. The vice president tomorrow has one responsibility according to the law, not the Constitution, but one responsibility according to the law, and that is to open the ballots, nothing more.
So what are your expectations for Wednesday? I mean, we clearly will have some objections and that will open up debate. But at the end of the day, whenever that is, Joe Biden is going to be certified once again as the incoming president, to your mind?
In 15 days, Joe Biden is going to take the oath of office as president of the United States. And notwithstanding anything that takes place tomorrow, that position on behalf of the American electorate will prevail.
Are you worried at all that President Trump might try to use military power in some way to not leave on the 20th?
Not really. I have great faith in our institutions, and I think that President Trump lost the election. The election was conducted with the world to watch and witness, and Joe Biden won, period.
You have to come back after this when President Biden is sworn in and President Trump is gone and, have a Congress for the next couple of years and get some big things done. Are you worried that it'll be difficult to do the day-to-day work of government, given the fact that the, tensions are so high and that kind of thing following this election?
No, I think that there are large swaths of Republican members of the House and the Senate who are going to reject this impulsive decision that was only reached within the last week or so by some members of the Republican Party to contest the election. The election's over. Time to move on with governing. That's our primary responsibility.
What do you think happens in Georgia today as we speak?
Well, that's hard to surmise. I think that I've been going through some numbers even as recently as this morning, and I think voter turnout is everything. Recall that we have, as Democrats, a lead in the early balloting. Whether or not that will make up for those who actually cast a ballot in person today remains to be seen.
How much of Biden's agenda can get done if Mitch McConnell is still in charge of the Senate following these runoffs?
Well, I do think that there are a lot of issues that Joe Biden can get done. He is an institutionalist by nature. And I think that certainly that working with the Democratic majority in the House and awaiting the decision of the people of Georgia today to determine the outcome in the Senate are two examples. But I think that Joe Biden demonstrated during his career in the United States Senate that he has the ability to work with people across party lines. There are a lot of problems that are challenging and facing the nation right now. And I think that those of us who have institutional memory, we're going to figure out how to get it done.
What would you say is your top priority for the 117th?
Well, I think expanding health care certainly is going to be part of it. I think addressing and combating climate change is going to be another part of it. And I think immediately doable is the issue of infrastructure. We've talked about it now for more than a decade. Everybody acknowledges the problem. The House put out a pretty good measure last year, including work from the Ways and Means Committee and staff that I oversaw. And now I think that we have a good template to build upon. And as an act of good faith and goodwill, I think we should proceed almost immediately after Vice President Biden takes the oath to offer an infrastructure bill that Democrats and Republicans alike can support.
Would you tie that to COVID relief, or would that be a separate concern?
I think that it's pretty likely, because the Ways and Means Committee has written most of these COVID bills, including the CARES Act, the HEROES Act, and what recently was passed, the $900 billion measure. And I think what's essential to remember here is that we're going to need another round of support for the American people. You still have 19 million Americans collecting unemployment insurance. You have 8% of the American people who are currently unemployed. You have people that are behind in their rent and mortgage payments. And certainly, I think that Joe Biden understands that. I've talked with Janet Yellen, the new Secretary of the Treasury, and the two of us agree that there's likely to be another measure that will be embraced when this one expires sometime around mid-March.
You were one of the few Democrats on the Hill that really had an open line to the Trump administration over the past 4 years, including Steve Mnuchin. As that era wraps up, how would you characterize your discussions over the past 4 years and what you might hope for, you know, with the Democrats coming back into power?
Well, actually, we did very well with unemployment insurance in the negotiation. We did very well with the retention tax credit. We did very well with making assistance to our hospitals available. We accomplished the negotiation of the largest trade bill in American history, USMCA, and I think that we were able to recommit to IRS enforcement as it relates to tax collection. So actually, the Ways and Means Committee and the Democrats in the Congress, including the COVID bills, we did fine. And I had, a trusting relationship with Secretary Mnuchin, and we were able to accomplish some measures in Holyoke Hospital. We were able to work with Secretary Azar to secure an additional almost $12 million for Holyoke Hospital, given their proximity to the Holyoke Soldiers Home. And we got that done. So I think that there's plenty of room for developing the narrative, but there has to be equal emphasis on actually legislating. And I've tried very hard to do that.
Lastly, speaking of leadership, Nancy Pelosi has been reelected as speaker for another term by the Democratic Conference. You have close contact with her, of course. Why did the Democrats stick with her, and what's her task over the next 2 years here?
Well, I think she's been a very substantial legislator. I understand the role that outrage plays in our lives, but there's a corresponding responsibility, and that includes legislating. It's legislating that changes our lives for the better. And I think in the case of Speaker Pelosi, and I was one of the individuals that helped carve together the strategy for her reelection. And I feel very strongly that she's been a masterful legislator. The Affordable Care Act is one notable example, but I think in addition to which, she has a very focused disposition. And when she sets her mind to doing something in a caucus where there's an element of disharmony from time to time, I think she seems to be the one who clearly can chart the path forward.
Is this her last term? Do you know?
Well, she has indicated that, so we'd have to accept her at her word.
That's House Ways and Means Chair Richard Neal, a Democrat from the 1st District in Western Massachusetts. Congressman, thank you so much for speaking to us on the eve of this most eventful day tomorrow.
Thank you very much. All the best. Bye-bye.